This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I'm your host, Brett Siegel, for the afternoon, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. We have been talking a lot today about the Women's March, the Dyke March, the Lesbian March in Chicago, where several Jews showed up with a rainbow flag and were trying to represent the Jewish nation, being Jewish. They showed up with a rainbow flag and a Star of David. These three people were kicked out of a women's march. These three lesbians, they were kicked out of a lesbian march just because of the simple fact that they were holding up a Star of David with a rainbow on it. And right now, we are here with Annie Cyrus. She is an ex-child bride from the Islamic Republic of Iran. She is a part of the Glazov gang. She is a part of American Truth Project, AmericanTruthProject.org. She's been on Stephen Crowder. She's been on Breitbart. She's been on Jihad Watch. She's absolutely everywhere these days. Annie Cyrus. Annie Cyrus, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's just talk a little bit about who Linda Sarsour is and why she has been such a pain in our rears.
Well, one thing is, when you were introducing her, you used the term lady. I can promise you she's anything but a lady. That's one thing. It's like, let's get that out of the way. Linda Sarsour is not a lady. I'm sure you said that because you are a polite gentleman, but let's not use that term on her. You could say a woman, maybe, but that aside, Linda Sarsour, to my knowledge and to my experience, it's a low-life liar who has nothing, and I mean nothing better to do than corrupt our beautiful country. That's Linda Sarsour in one short sentence.
So what's her involvement in the Women's March and all the stuff that's going on? Because we keep hearing, you know, we've seen the hijab made out of the American flag, and as if that wasn't just, I mean, to me that seemed just like a way for leftists to sort of troll Americans, because they know that real, true, dyed-in-the-wool Americans and conservatives really love their flag, they really like the American flag, and for them to sort of contort and debauch the American flag into a hijab, it just seems so troll-like. Is that the kind of behavior we've come to expect from people like Linda Sarsour?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She is. First of all, her role on this Women's March, she was the co-chair of Women's March. And the other co-chair was the Palestinian woman who got deported because she was convicted of terrorism. Let's not forget that. But this is like, look, two women came up with this whole brilliant idea of Women's March. One of them is Linda Sarsour. The other one actually was, her citizenship was revoked about 2 months ago because she was convicted of lying on her citizenship form, saying she was never involved in terrorism, where she was actually convicted of terrorism and killing Jewish people in a bombing in Palestine back in the time. So these are the people we're talking about. Bunch of terrorists lying. That's why she's a low-life liar. And she's absolutely a bully. She is a bully. Let me tell you why. She did a tweet a while ago calling out for Bridget Gabriel and Ayaan Hirsi Ali for their genital to be cut off. That's the type of bully we're talking about.
Isn't Ayaan Hirsi Ali, wasn't she already the victim of genital mutilation a long time ago? I mean, isn't that one of her hope? You know what? For people like this, I mean, that just makes me so disgusted. It makes me so angry when people like that go out there. I mean, and because you know what? These are the people who are actually victims of oppression. These are the people that the left claims to care about. But clearly, they don't care about when someone who has clearly gone through the kind of oppression that most Americans can't even think of, they can't even fathom it. This is the kind of bullying tactics they use to silence them when it doesn't meet their narrative.
Exactly. They victimize the victim. That's what they do. Every time anybody who talks anything about this Linda Sarsour, what she does is she goes and finds their victimhood bring it up with victimizing it again. She has gone after many women, ex-Muslim coming from Islamic countries, who are speaking out by victimizing them and bullying them. When I saw that tweet, honestly, I was like, you're lucky you're not around me. You're lucky physically I can't reach you, woman. I would have slapped all of this tweet out of your face. How dare you sit there and say a person who was a victim of female genital mutilation deserves her vagina to be cut off, and she doesn't deserve to be a woman. Who the hell are you, first of all, to say who deserves to be a woman or not? You're an oppressed loser who's giving into Sharia, where it says you're half of a man, and you wear your hijab, and you make sure to lie your teeth off every day on your social media and all your speeches telling people how Sharia is good because it's going to give you 0% APR on your student loan.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, government programs is just another way for the left to sort of weaken the West, because the West is meant based on individualism, big government programs, big redistribution of wealth that basically does nothing but weaken the West. So, of course, she is going to support that kind of stuff. But the real tragic thing is that, I mean, you know, the women's march, the people who they say they are trying to support are exactly the same exact people who are oppressed under Sharia law. That makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, even on their best day, why are these women in the women's march choosing to support such a vile and disgusting human being who would literally just whitewash all the oppression that's going on in the Islamic world?
Well, because they're a bunch of uneducated. When I say uneducated, I don't mean if you have a PhD or, you know, master's, uneducated in the subject of Sharia, who have no idea. They're just following the so-called Hollywood stars. This is the shameful part. The reason Linda became Linda is because a bunch of super so-called stars like Madonna and Scarlett Johansson and Ashley Judd. Is that how you say her name?
Ashley Judd.
Yeah. These people got behind her and promoted the heck out of her, and they paid for her rallies and they paid for her lifestyle. So the average American who has no idea what is Sharia, what are they going to do? Oh, she's good because Madonna is backing her up. She's good because that superstar is backing her up. That's how she became Linda Sarsour. She couldn't have done anything, any damage on her own. The only reason she's doing a hell of a good job on damaging our culture, our society, and our country is because these leftist, shameful people are getting behind her.
We've got a quick hard break. We'll be right back. We're going to hear a lot more from Annie Cyrus. We from AmericanTruthProject.org. We will be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Radio Show.
Salutations. We are back again with Annie Cyrus. We were just talking about Linda Sarsour and what a despicable human being she is. We were just talking about Ashley Judd and Madonna, who wants to blow up the White House, and how these Hollywood celebrities are basically paying for the lifestyle of this strange lady who basically is coming out here. It must be the most extravagant form of taquilla that I've ever seen in my whole entire life. I mean, clearly she hates the West. Clearly all these folks hate the West, but they need the West in order to defeat the West. So let's keep talking more about this. We were just talking about the hypocrisy of these rich, hoity-toity white ladies, white, you know, suburban type, you know, ladies, these Hollywood stars supporting this Islamic, basically an Islamic terrorist in disguise. They support her. They tout her. They pay for her own lifestyle. Why? Like, what gives? Let's go off from where we just left off.
What do you think gives? They want to destroy America. Remember when there was the presidential candidacy going on, and all of these names, what did they say? If Trump becomes a president, I'm going to leave. Why don't you leave? Pack up and go. No. The bottom line at the end of the day, this whole plan is to take America down. they need to, here's the thing. I told many people, I've said it on many of my articles, many of my videos, 38 years ago, when Khomeini, the supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran back then, the leader of the revolution, Islamic revolution, as soon as he arrived in Iran, the very first thing he said, every Muslim in this world has one mission. We will destroy the big Satan America and we will wipe Israel off the map. 38 years ago, he said it publicly. All the press was around. Everybody was airing it. And that's exactly where they're going with it.
Right. Yeah, and
they have to take America down.
Yeah, and just like the New York Times whitewashed the Holocaust, they're whitewashing this jihad that has basically been taken out on America and on Israel, which basically means Western civilization as we know it.
Exactly. And if you just in case if somebody out there is listening to us and they're very confused on why, the reason is left is in this deep hate toward America. They don't even consider themselves Americans. I strongly suggest for your audience, those who are listening, go get the book called United in Hate, written by Dr. Jamie Glazov. This book was written way ahead of its time, but it gives you the exact explanation of the romance between the left and the Islam and the jihadis.
Right.
They hate America, people. You need to stop thinking, oh, they are doing all of this for humanity. They're doing all of this for unity in America. No, they are not.
Well,
it's all a bunch of lies.
Well, the Women's March is absolutely clear. You know, they call it a women. This is one of the things I can't stand about the left, is that they use language, they butcher language, they butcher words, they butcher ideas, and they try to cloud your mind with these ideas. They say, oh, we're a women's march. We're for women's equality. And then you say, well, what about the Islamic women? Oh, you can't really talk about them. That's all just white supremacy, you know, seeing itself through in the Islamic countries. Well, no, you know, the way they use the language, and if, I mean, it's absolutely infuriating because language is what we use to think. Our language governs our thoughts, and our thoughts govern our actions. And if we can't think clearly about the subject, then we can't act clearly about the subject. And that's exactly what they want to do. That's what the Women's March wants to do. That's what Black Lives Matter wants to do. They want to say that if you say that all lives matter, then you are just a bigot. They want to say that a Jew who supports Trump, as long as you're, I mean, a lesbian woman who supports Trump, oh, you're just you're like the equivalent of an Uncle Tom. They want to use the language in order to undermine Western civilization. And it's just sick and it's disgusting. I'm really surprised more people don't see it. And one of the really awful things that's happened recently, and I was just talking about this in a previous segment, is PBS, the public broadcasting station. Government paid for, taxpayer funded television and news, basically. They're using Elmo. They're using a child's doll to sell the idea of bringing in massive amounts of refugees from Sharia-laden countries. And I swear, it just makes me so mad because these kids, they don't know. They don't know that they're being brainwashed. They don't know that they're being bamboozled. They don't know that their future is being sold down the river to the highest bidder, who just happens to be a complete, you know, completely anti-Western. When I say the highest bidder, I mean leftism, basically. You know, their childhood, their future is being sold down the river for the sake of, quote, tolerance and, quote, compassion, which leftism is neither of those things.
Well, here's the thing. When you say language, don't forget another thing they're using, and I keep telling people, stop falling for it, is the guilt.
Right.
Look at the movement. Black Lives Matter. They're trying to use the guilt within white people to say, hey, back in the time, way one day, somehow, somewhere, that you might find it in history, maybe, possibly, your ancestor had a slave. Then you owe them today. Well, no, I don't. I wasn't the one who had a slave.
Right.
And then they come and use the Women's March. Hey, there are all these women in America who are being oppressed. But hey, I'm not going to talk about those women in Middle East, in Islamic countries, who are being sold to marriage, who are being killed in the name of honor killing, being burned by acid. Let's not talk about them. Right now, the important part is that my period isn't nasty. Like, who gives a damn, woman? If you go to school, if you study science, you will know it is nasty. Like, what are you trying to do? Rewrite history and rewrite science?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how stupid do you think they are?
Well, yeah. Well,
the guilt is basically working. A lot of Americans are falling into this guilt consciously, thinking, oh, yeah, these people were oppressed at some point. Well, guess what? Me, Annie, Cyrus, as I'm sitting here talking to you, for the first 15 years of my life, I was oppressed. I was sold to marriage. I was raped. I was put in prison. I was lashed. I was beat. But guess what? I came out of it strong, and I made a life for myself. I'm not going to play race card, but sex card, any card on anybody. I'm going to stand here strong and say, they did it to me. But guess what? I fought. I came out strong, and I'm going to stop them.
Oh, and you're absolutely amazing for that. And I can't believe it. You know, a lot of these women, a lot of these lesbians, you know, their idea of oppression is a person wearing a MAGA hat looking at them cross-eyed. That to them is a micro rape. And these are the women that are marching with their pussy hats everywhere. They're marching with their, you know, I just can't believe, like, I know these women. I know these people. I grew up with these people. I didn't grow up in the kind of oppression that you did. And I know for a fact that these lesbians, these dykes, women, these dykes who showed up at the women's march, the lesbian dyke march, they are not oppressed in any way, shape, or form. They are just peacocking for the world so that they can pretend like they are good people and like they support the, you know, that support the down and out, the women who are actually oppressed. And what's disgusting to me is that when people like you show up, people who actually have a leg to stand on, they disgrace them. They try to like discredit them. They try to say, oh, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, I hope she has her vagina cut out. Wow, so tolerant and compassionate. Yeah. We are going to be right back. We've got a quick hard break, and we are going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Annie Cyrus, and we'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am guest hosting today. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida. I am always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Unfortunately, my good friend Annie Cyrus, who we are going to start another podcast soon. She's been doing so much good stuff out in the world. The Glazov Gang, AmericanTruthProject.org. She's been on Steven Crowder several times, Breitbart, Jihad Watch. We're going to start a little podcast where we can talk about leftism and about Sharia law, where we can basically, you know, obliterate leftism one idea at a time. And one of the things that we were just talking about was how leftists are absolutely hypocritical when it comes to supporting women who are actually oppressed. They talk a big game about supporting people who are oppressed. When the rubber meets the road, they can't stand the values that lead to people not being oppressed, which are Western values, which are American values, which are Israeli values. Now, just so we can stick it to some of these ladies who think that they are just so high and mighty that they, you know, they just feel so good about themselves. They fart, and then they sniff their farts every time they call a Trump supporter a bigot, and they just feel so happy and good about themselves. Why don't we talk a little bit about what it is that you went through in the Islamic Republic of Iran as a young child bride?
Oh, of course. And before I do that, let me just make a very quick note. The Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution has been written from Quran itself. So for anybody who's getting ready to say, oh, that's just a government issue, oh, you just had a couple of bad experiences, oh, your dad was a bad person, stop it right now, because the constitution of the country that I was punished by and I was oppressed by comes from Quran. And I did a top 10 on it, by the way. You can go to Glazov Gang and you'll see my top 10 Islamic Republic of Iran laws that come from verses of Quran. Now, that being said, at age 9, me and everybody else in my city and state that turned 9 as a girl, we were gathered into this huge place as a celebration, actual happy celebration event, where they handed us, actually, first, they put us in this stupid white trash bags that covered me head to toe, and I tripped over it twice and fell because I didn't even know how to walk with this damn thing. And they gave us this license, actual framed papers to announce me and the rest of the girls there who were 9 years old as the full adult woman under Sharia who will be responsible for her own actions. She will obey Muhammad. She will fight in name of Allah, and she will be married off if her guardian, male guardian, decide to do so.
Here we call those small children, by the way. Just so you know, everyone. Lefties who are listening to this, we call those little girls. All right, continue. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out.
No, you're right. 9 years old, I was not. And again, for those, because here's what it is. People like Linda Sarsour, they come out with their BS like, oh, she's making it up. I actually have my pictures of that day standing next to my proud and happy father looking like a little face in a, again, white plastic bag. Pictures are on my website, liveuptofreedom.com. Go take a look at them. You'll see me as a nine-year-old standing there with a stupid thing, holding the certificate saying, I'm a woman today. And my dad couldn't stop smiling of pride. So, no, this isn't made up. If you Google the age 9 in Islamic countries, you'll see pictures of little girls, innocent faces in the same hijab format in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, every single country. So you can't tell me this is just a governmental issue. No, right. This is a Sharia issue. At age 9, they turn you into a full adult. Me personally, I was terrified. I was confused and I was angry. I didn't know if tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up, go back to school, or am I going to wake up in arms of another man because my dad decided to sell me off. It happened to me. He decided to give me away. I was barely 14 when he sold me to some ridiculously mentally disturbed man.
Do you know how much money you were sold for?
Yes, he received $50. Yes, he got actual American dollar. $50 and a worth of a month of his opium feed. His addiction was to opium, so
he sold his own daughter for $50 and opium. Good on you, Linda Sarsour. Good on you. Good on you for really fighting the good fight, for really fighting oppression around the world.
Oh, all right. It's even better. More power to people like Dan, Madonna, Scarlett Johansson, Ashley John, who are dying to move to Middle East because women have more rights over there. I personally am more than happy to pay for your damn ticket. Go and leave there. I would like to see if you even get that chance to walk on the street and even raise your voice. They're going to cut your tongue out under Sharia. If a woman is loud enough to seduce a man with her voice, the husband or the father has the right to cut their tongue out. Go do a march in Middle East. I dare you. No, I double dare you.
This is so, I'm beside myself listening to this. It just makes me so sick to my stomach because these lesbians, these dykes, they come out there and they bring the children. I mean, I'm only calling them dykes, by the way, because that's what they're calling themselves. The Chicago Dyke March, that's exactly what they have coined themselves. So far be it from me to not call them what they want to be called, dykes, okay? But listen, this dyke march, they bring these kids out and they, you know, these little kids and, you know, their whole support, their whole business about supporting the transgendered movement is that for you, for a parent, this is child abuse to one of these dykey leftists, okay? Child abuse is telling their own daughter that they're not a male, or telling their son that they're not a female, okay? If one of these children wants to have a sex change, they can do that at age 9. Now, it's a little bit weird to me that the kind of child abuse that goes on in Islam actually sort of happens around these transgender leftist people, the people who are doing this march. You know, like, they're totally okay with poisoning a 9-year-old child. So, I mean, the congruencies, the similarities between Sharia and leftism sort of keep on piling up every single day. The Antifa movement and ISIS, they look alike. They practically wear the same exact thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, to me, to people on the outside, to people like you who know what oppression truly looks like, it just makes it even that much more disgusting. It just makes it even that much more disgusting that these people who say that they're all about women's rights, that they're all about the rights of women, they're all about the lesbian and transgenderism, you know, they support these regimes where lesbians women, they're completely treated like trash, like cat, like chattel. They're sold for $50 and opium. These 14, oh my God, I can't even believe, 14 years old. What happened once you were sold into marriage?
What happened? Nothing. I just became a punching bag. Literally, that's what happened. I became a punching bag of this guy who, under Sharia, was allowed to beat me if I didn't do what he wanted me to do. And there was a hell of a lot that he wanted me to do that I wouldn't want to do. So I kept getting beat up.
See, I bet the pretty ones have it even worse, too.
Well, yeah, they pay more for you. They pay more for you. And one of the I was watching this speech a while ago when the Women March was going on. And I don't remember which one of these, I call them donkey puppets. One of them was on stage going on and on how she's a nasty woman and she's a nasty woman. I'm like, hey, buddy, listen. Did you actually know that everything you're fighting for so hard, it's almost funny to someone like me, because they when they sell you to the marriage, if you call it that, when they sell you, it's basically the price range is all based on things that are so embarrassing that sometimes I don't even want to talk about it. But for example, a Saudi sheikh, a sheikh from Saudi Arabia, would pay double for you if you're a virgin. A lot of people ask me what's with the obsession of the 72 virgins. I'm like, I don't know, but that's not just in the heaven of Muslims. In reality of their life, they pay double for a little girl who's a virgin.
Which begs the question, who is having sex with these 9-year-old girls that they wouldn't be a virgin?
Exactly. Because someone like me, before being sold out, you were raped, so you're not a virgin. So your price drops, even though you're a pretty little girl.
Right.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about little girls getting raped, little girls getting sold for $50 in some opium. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to try to figure out some solutions to this because, I mean, of course, we could bitch and moan all day about the problems. But if we don't bring solutions to the table, then, you know, we might actually be a little bit a part of the problem. So why don't we get, but we're going to talk with one more segment. We're going to do one more segment with Annie Cyrus, and we're going to close out the show after that. Just stay tuned. We will be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are again tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Of course, I am on the line right now with Annie Cyrus. She is just all over the place these days, and she's becoming quite the commentator on all things feminism and all things Sharia law related, and we can always count on her for very, very interesting discussions. We were just talking about the sweet, tender love between a 40-year-old man and a 9-year-old girl. You know, the love. We call it love, right? That's what the lefties want. It's love. Marriage. Love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage. Right? So, Annie Cyrus, let's talk a little bit more about some solutions to this whole issue. We were talking about a couple solutions on the break that we couldn't really discuss out in the open right now, but there's got to be something that we can sort of at least push. A solution where we can at least sort of inch back from where we've sort of come without dropping a nuclear bomb on a lot of different people. So why don't we talk a little bit about some solutions? How on earth are we going to get rid of the scourge that is Sharia law in the West?
Well, the very first thing, as far as the West goes, is we continue doing what me and you are doing. We educate our people with the fact and truth and evidence of what this Sharia stands for. That's the very first thing. Like, as you know, knowledge is power. So we need to wait. The entire 5 million women who marched on the street with this Linda Sarsour guy, that girl, what can I say she or he, or is that a...
You can say whatever. Rape? No, you're good. You're good. He's a she.
Linda Sarsour. Yeah, Linda Sarsour. The entire 5 million need to realize what they supported. They need to learn to stop blindly following a huge rally without knowing what the hell does it even stand for. That's the first step. The second one, as I have said, legally, we do have the option to ban Sharia. Remember, Islam is the so-called religion. Sharia is the law and order of the religion. So it doesn't cover the First Amendment. It's not covered by First Amendment. First Amendment is just the religion, not the law or law and order of it. So we the people have to work toward legally banning Sharia. As soon as Sharia is banned, Islam cannot exist anymore.
You know, I love the idea of banning Sharia law, but of course you're going to have Muslims out there saying, well, you know, that's freedom of religion is covered by the First Amendment, and you can't ban me from practicing my own religion in my own home. And if I decide to beat my wife, if I decide to beat my daughter, if I decide to sell my daughter off into a marriage here in America, well, you know, that's covered by my First Amendment right to practice my religion.
Well, but it isn't. That's exactly the point. Islam is, but Sharia isn't. We need to educate people, even our government. I have literally said, like, I am begging people, find a way for me to sit down for only 15 minutes with President Trump. I can literally give him the solution. There is a separation of the religion of Islam and Sharia. Sharia, it's not the religion. So it cannot hide behind our First Amendment. But the Muslims are actually using the people who don't have the knowledge to realize the separation to just keep using it as part of the religion. But it isn't.
Right.
Legally, we can stop it. It's going to take time. Yes. It's going to take a lot of effort. Yes. But it's worth doing it once and for all.
You see, I don't believe at all that the Quran is the word of God. But I will say this, it is actually a pretty genius way to group everyone in and to sort of discover this idea of world domination. It's a really great way of roping an entire group of people into the religion, because not only is it a religion, but it also has political aspects of it as well. And when you sort of fudge the difference between the religion and the political religion, you could say, well, you know, like, okay, well, if you're being, if you say ban Sharia law, the folks who support Islam are going to say, well, you just don't support Islam at all, and you don't want us to practice our religion. They've sort of geniusly sort of coupled the religion and the political aspects of it together in a way that make it really, really difficult to fight in a free society that values freedom of religion.
Well, true. That's why I said it's going to take time and it's going to take effort, but it's doable. And let's not forget, as much as there's a freedom of religion, I mean, under Obama administration, no, there was absolutely no fight for us to do because he knew about it and he didn't give a damn. But under Trump administration, we have the chance to do it because as much as there is a freedom of religion, at the same time, it's a freedom until you start harming other human beings or start bringing threat and harm to the society. Now, just the child bride by itself can cover that part. The honor killing can cover that part. There are so many parts of this so-called peaceful religion that goes against our First Amendment. So again, there are ways It's not as easy as baking a pie. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying instead of just putting the time into supporting people like Linda Sarsour, people need to basically, literally, physically take their heads off their asses, start listening, start studying. Just go to Linda Sarsour. You're in love with her, right? Go and say, hey, Linda, by the way, I have a question. If my child is 9 years old, can I give her to a guy just randomly and get money for her? And if Linda right. says yes, and she will say yes, because that's Sharia, then you easily say, oh, okay, then screw you and your Sharia and everything you stand for. That's a problem, Fred. Problem is our people are extremely lazy nowadays. They just don't want to face the truth because it's too hard. They don't want to face the reality that they're basically supporting and being loving toward a bunch of completely ridiculously inhuman laws.
You're absolutely right. Let's take this, you know, let's discuss for just a moment the idea, you know, like the idea of the peaceful Muslim. What do we do about them? What do we do about all the people who generally wouldn't hurt a fly, but just might be slightly okay if, you know, a bunch of infidels got decapitated? What do we do about them?
Well, to be honest, there is no such a thing as peaceful Muslim. I have covered this. There is no peaceful Muslim. I actually had this argument with a person from Iran. It's like, I'm a Muslim, but I'm a peaceful Muslim. I was like, okay, let's talk about this. Do you wear the hijab? She's like, no. I'm like, do you drink alcohol? Yes, I do. Do you do your prayer? No. Do you have a dog? Yes. Okay, then you're not a Muslim. Stop self-claiming Islam.
Right.
Period. You're not a Muslim if you're not doing. And it's, you know, I had people tell me, like, not every Christian, you know, follows everything in Bible. I'm like, well, there's a difference between not following everything than not following the major parts.
Right.
There's just no way you can, yeah, there are so many people that they self-claim to be a Muslim, but by definition, there is no way you can call yourself a Muslim if you sit there and say, well, Muhammad is my prophet, but I would never marry a six-year-old.
Right.
Well, how do you say somebody's your prophet, but you're completely against what he did? How does that work?
Right. And one of the things
we need to start calling them non-Muslim.
Agreed. And I'll tell you something. If people say, oh, well, then if you're a Christian, well, then you don't subscribe to everything in Christianity. Well, then that makes you not a Christian either. I don't buy that either. I wouldn't say that. I would say that Christianity actually leaves a little bit of room for a sinner, you know, it leaves room for improvement. Islam does no such thing. Islam expects absolute perfection, absolute Muhammad-esque perfection. Okay, Christianity doesn't do the same thing. Okay, you could be a Christian and fall short once in a while. You can't be a Muslim and fall short once in a while.
Listen, Brett, I'm going to tell you something. You're probably either going to burst into laughter and not be able to continue this podcast. But here's the thing: Islam goes as deep as telling you how the hell to build your toilet. Did you know that? When you are renting your apartment, if you're building a house, your toilet cannot be. You can't build it to where your ass is going to face Mecca.
Oh, my God. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Really
I can't believe that. It's unbelievable.
Oh, you can't take a shit facing Mecca. Who cares? I'm going to rebuild the whole entire toilet of my apartment because Allah is going to get mad. I'm
right.
Right. How do you fix this? Oh, no. I'm a Muslim, but you know what? I actually couldn't afford to redo my toilet. Oh, yeah, okay. You're good.
No virgins for you.
Exactly.
Annie Cyrus, thank you so much for joining the show. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We've been talking with Annie Cyrus. You can get her at liveuptofreedom.com. AmericanTruthProject.org. I mean, she just did a clip on Steven Crowder. She's been featured on Breitbart. She's been featured on Jihad Watch by Robert Spencer. She's just all over the place. I'm so proud of everything, and I'm so excited to start our new podcast soon. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for giving me there.
All right. This is the Disgruntled Millennial signing out for now.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.